6:50 now, KTSA. And that's Congressman Chip Roy there doing the Pledge of Allegiance. You can do it too. I'd love to have you do the Pledge of Allegiance on the radio. And it's simple. You can just speak it into your cell phone and then send it to me, Trey, T-R-E-Y, at KTSA.com. Trey, T-R-E-Y, at KTSA.com, and we'll get you on the radio saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And I appreciate you doing that. I really, really do. It's important. All right, so a couple of items that I want to bring up with the congressman when he joins us in the next couple of minutes. First is the JCPA. It's known as the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, right? A lot of people are opposed to this. I don't really understand it all the way around, so I wanted to get him on here, and let's talk about what the JCPA really does and what it's all about. And then I'm going to ask about speaker or possible speaker, McCarthy, GOP plan, and then a speech I'm giving today. I want a little advice from him about that speech. So let me bring my congressman in here to help us with all of these. And it's Chip Roy joining me here on KTSA. Congressman, good morning to you, and thank you for your time, as always, my friend.
Good morning, Trey. Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners out there. Greetings from Washington, D.C. I hope to get back to Texas tomorrow.
Well, good. Hurry on back here and come on in and sit with us and have some coffee one morning.
Yes, sir. Happy to do it.
I wanted to ask you about the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, the JCPA, because I don't really understand it. So help me understand it and help me understand if I like it or not.
Well, I'll tell you this. First, it became a major issue because they were going to try to put it on the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. And so everybody was kind of running around trying to figure it out. Now, it looks like that's gone, not being moved with the National Defense Authorization Act. There's a lot in the NDAA, a lot of problems. Happy to talk about that, despite the kind of half win on the vaccine mandate issue. But that issue that you alert, it gets to the heart of there's a debate. There's a debate among Republicans and conservatives because it's allowing for certain, news entities, certain organizations to be able to, especially local, smaller folks, to be able to band together, to be able to negotiate, because there's concern that big tech is coming in and scraping their content and then driving these locals out of business, making their business model tough. Flip side is there's some concern about if the language isn't drafted properly, that it sort of empowers some of the media outlets through, being able to kind of combine their forces in ways that might be problematic. So we're looking into all of that. It's not going to be in the NDA. It's not going to pass in December, I don't believe. So, I mean, we'll see. But that'll be something we'd probably take up in committee next year.
Well, it sounds, if they're going to be able to band together, it sounds almost like a cartel that would be able to put out. What we don't need is more centralized information. We need less centralized information. And if anything, we're learning in the current Twitter environment right now is we need more free speech, not less.
Yeah, no question. I mean, this is the balance that people are trying to strike. I think that the alternative view is that, well, you don't want to let big tech be the only purveyors of information and scrape off certain information and they be the ones that frame it,
right,
and there not be a business model left for others. So I think there's a balance to be struck where we don't empower certain folks and don't consolidate power. But we do try to make sure that some of the big tech guys aren't getting away with murder. So I think that's the balance. I'm not sure that the bill in its current form is the right approach. Pretty good observation, right, is I think Senator Cruz supported it with some amendment in committee in the Senate, and Senator Lee opposed it. And I love both those guys and respect both those guys. So
yeah,
we're working through it and trying to figure it all out.
Okay, the speaker deal. Where does all that end up in your estimation?
Well, it all depends on those seeking to be speaker. And obviously, first and foremost, Kevin McCarthy. Look, here's the thing. No one sent me to Washington to continue the status quo.
Right.
All of your listeners out there gave me an election certificate to represent 750,000 Texans, even the ones who don't always agree with me. And my job is to maintain some amount of power and ability to use that election certificate in defense of them. When the cartel in Washington, by the leadership community, the appropriations, K Street, all the decision makers that have been screwing over Americans for decades, when they're the ones who have all the control, then my constituents don't have power. I haven't been able to offer an amendment on the floor of the United States House of Representatives in open debate since May of 2016. In other words, I've never been able to.
Okay.
That's both leadership parties. The spending is out of control under both. What some of us are saying, now I haven't taken a position firmly one way or the other. My position is simple. No one has 218, including Kevin, and we need to have a debate about what we're going to change in this town under our rules, procedures, how bills come to the floor to empower representatives of the people. And look, I'm sitting down with Kevin. fairly regularly saying, look, man, you got to sit down with us to figure out how to change this place. We're making some progress, but there's a lot of space still left and a lot of places to address. And look, you know, there are things that we need to see change in terms of the rules committee, how things get to the floor, 72 hours to read bills. Look, right now, today, we're going to vote on an NDAA that's 4,400 pages long, $860 billion. We got it at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. We're voting on it at noon today. Will Republicans band together to say no, or will we accept the business-as-usual garbage in this town?
I can make a prediction on that. Business-as-usual right now. I mean, that's what we have a frustration with out here, right? And you know this. You're the most well-connected, and you express our views very clearly. But, you guys are going to be in power. The Republicans are going to be in power in the House coming up in a month. Is there some sort of plan? Have you seen a plan? Is Kevin or anybody talk with you about a plan? This is what we're going to do day one, and we're going to go through and hit this day one, or is it business as usual, and that would mean disarray, no plan?
Well, this is part of the debate. Now, some would say that those of you that are questioning leadership are going to cause us to be farther behind. And look, there's a point there. I'm part of my discussions right now, every day. Like, guys, let's get organized. Let's have a debate right now. But let me just tell you that for everybody listening, what you don't want is what we saw happen in 2017 and 2018, where Republicans dropped the ball, walked away, left President Trump dangling on a number of key issues, couldn't pass a health care bill, couldn't get a border security bill across the finish line in the summer of 2018. Paul Ryan failed.
Right.
Kevin McCarthy is not Paul Ryan, but Kevin McCarthy was the majority leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to know what we're going to do differently, right? We know that there's a limit to what we can do in a House thin majority with a Senate that is, unfortunately 51-49 Democrat, and it takes 60 to get things done, and a Biden White House. What can we do? Oversight, and we can use the power of the purse to limit spending and extract change. That's pretty much the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can pass some righteous bills, but they'll die in the Senate.
Right.
So day one, let's get moving on oversight. We can do that.
Right.
And the Speaker's fight doesn't change that. Jim Jordan can go do a lot of work in judiciary, Jamie Comer in oversight. But then day two, what are we going to do if we get a short-term spending extension in December, which is likely going to occur into February or March?
Right.
What are we going to do with that?
Yeah.
And you and I both know we should use the power of the purse to force change at the border, to force opening up American energy, to force further fixes on vaccine mandates, to force an end to the IRS agents going after the American people, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Very quickly, I'm speaking to the Republican Women's Group this morning, and I'm just curious. If Chip Roy were speaking to them today, what would Chip Roy tell the Republican women's of Bexar County?
Well, and God bless them and love them. Say hi to them. And
I will.
I wish I could be there with you. And send them my Merry Christmas greetings from D.C. But here's what I would say. Don't get caught up in all the noise. Don't get caught up in all of the high school drama. Don't get caught up in the palace intrigue back and forth of what's going on. You all sent me and sent a lot of us to Washington for change. $32 trillion in debt, wide open borders, out of control, government weaponization against the American people. You and I can go down the list of things frustrating us. Now's the time for us to be resolved and to change. And I need their help. All of us need their help. Because why? Last night, I was the only member of the United States House of Representatives to go down and debate the rule on a marriage bill that will change how we address marriage and will absolutely leave us vulnerable on religious liberty to be persecuted for our closely held religious beliefs. And I couldn't get any other member to join me because they had to go off to the Christmas parties. We need the people to speak up and demand that their representatives represent them. And so, look, be prayerful, thoughtful, but let's gird our loins, right? We got to giddy up, right? Our grandparents have fought in World War II, our forefathers, the Revolution, the men and women in uniform have gone overseas now. Like, stand up, all of us, all of the people here, the Rosie the Riveter types, whether you're a man or a woman, right here, stand up and defend this country. We need your help. We need your voices. You need to make your phone calls. Call your senators. Call your congressmen, including me. But be prayerful. And one last thing, get involved with the Texas legislature. We need a strong Texas. We need to cut property taxes. We need to empower parents with school choice. We need to make sure our grid is reliable. We need to make sure our streets are safe. These are things that this Republican-led legislature and this Republican leadership in the state can accomplish if they set out to do it. And the American, the Texans down there in San Antonio need to make sure that happens.
Congressman Chip Roy, as always, thank you very much for your time. Come see us when you get back to town, all right?
God bless, Trey. Merry Christmas.
We'll see you soon. All right. Warren Ryman coming up next, KTSA.